Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm Jeannie Rice, your co-host, and we welcome you to the show. I've not seen yet, but I'm sure Dr. Tim Hayes will be with us shortly. And today is Friday. Man, it's been a fast week. March the 20th, 2015. Our calling number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us, and we would love to hear your comments and your questions because that makes this your show. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, dear heart. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon. Delight to have everyone with us. We're honored that you choose to share this space with us each day that you choose to do that. We are talking to you this morning from Pompano Beach, Florida. And Monday's show will be from Sebring, Florida. We'll be packing the van. That's been our morning's task, and we're just about ready when we finish the show to start driving once again. We've had the blessing of sitting still for 6 weeks, and we say thank you to Sally Voorhees for creating such an awesome space for us to be the last 6 weeks. And we've had lots of fun and impact here in South Florida. We're heading up into Central Florida. We'll be starting, if you happen to be in the Sebring, Florida area, we'll be starting there on Sunday morning. We'll do their Sunday morning service, and then Sunday afternoon, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And then Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, 7 to 9:30, will be free workshops. We invite you to come and join us. Or if you know anybody in Sebring, Florida, give them a call. Let them know. Invite them to come and join us. You can find the schedule on our website, www.whyagain.org. Once we finish there, we'll be complete until Gainesville, Florida. We've actually got a short 3-day engagement there, off a couple of weeks later, and then we'll be heading to Orlando for 20 days of intensives. If you're ready to take your work to a deeper level, the next level, then April the 17th, Jeannie will begin to do a 9-day Healing the Whole Woman intensive. At the same time, concurrently, I'll do a 9-day Why Is This Happening to Me Again? We'll be doing that awesome gourmet vegetarian food. We're at a hotel in Orlando where a gentleman and his daughter have purchased the hotel and are modeling it after the work of healing, doing the fresh and raw food. They'll be doing all that for us. We've actually trained several of their staff already. They've done Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And so they're going to do teacher training and get their staff up to speed the next level on the forgiveness process. Taking it forward to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. It's exciting to see how many different people with how many different skills are choosing to dedicate those skills to the work of healing. And while the world has all kinds of distractions and things for us to do, putting at least a portion of your time toward your spiritual journey, toward the awakening of being. What is this word being? For those who haven't joined us before, we utilize that word to describe human life. And if you hold a newborn child, you know exactly what being is, you know exactly what a human life is. And we are suggesting to everyone that each and every one of us is designed to have a human life, to have this awesome active presence of love 24/7, 365, when we don't, that there's work to be done, to recognize that there's healing work to be done. And the healing process looks like going inside of oneself and removing what never belonged. The word in the ancient Aramaic language that described the process of removing what never belonged in you is called forgiveness. It has nothing to do with letting other people off the hook because of what's happening inside of you. We are here to change the mind of the world and get folks to recognize that forgiveness is a word that describes how I remove from my mind, from my experience, everything that is less than my human life, everything that is less than love. And so that's what we're here to support, that's what we're here to engage in, and to develop, to understand, and to do the work of forgiveness. And we're glad you're here to be on the team. And Jeannie, do we have Dr. Tim with us yet?
I do not see his number yet, so nope.
No word from Dr. Tim yet.
Okay, well.
Oh, I hear a voice.
No, I don't think so. It's just you and me.
Oh, okay. Must have been an echo. Well, then our call-in number is 646-200-4169, and we would love to open the lines to questions, thoughts, answers, ideas. How can we support you? What's going on in your world? Are the tools of forgiveness making sense to you? You need support and assistance with those tools. And if you do, our purpose is to be here to do exactly that. And so if you are on the phone line, all you have to do is push 1, and that will put you in queue to ask your question or share your thought. If you're listening on one of those stations that we don't have access to, or if you're in the chat room, 646-200-4169 will put you on our call-in line, pardon me, which is also our listening line. Most people these days, because pretty much everybody's got unlimited long distance, listens to the show on the their phones these days. And if you just push 1, that puts a little hand up in the control panel, and Jean knows if you want to speak to us, and she'll introduce you by your area code. And if you're in the chat room, if you're a guest in the chat room, you can't really say anything. You can only read what's being written. But it's an easy thing to register for Blog Talk, and they're pretty good at keeping that information private. And so if you just register, then you'll be able to chat with us through the chat room. Jeannie, do we have any questions or thoughts going on in the chat room, or do we have anybody on the phone line with a hand up?
Nobody has their hand up, and I was just scanning down through all the numbers to see if Dr. Tim was with us, and he's not. The only conversation in the chat room, and perhaps you can address this, a little bit of difference, I think. Maybe it's a difference in wording, but possibly a difference in opinion or belief, and that is whether everything is perfect, even if it's less than love. And I said, well, it may be perfect for showing us what's less than love, what we need to look at, but I wouldn't call that everything is perfect as it is. There are things that are off target that need correcting, and some people may look at that by saying that it needs correcting, that we're judging it or that it's imperfect in the way that it is. Can you direct a little bit on that?
Well, I think there's kind of an ancient philosophy that has that thinking that there's nothing that needs to be changed. And, of course, if there was nothing that needs to be changed, why would we have the power to change anything? That would seem kind of like a useless thing. And the creation doesn't seem to put too many useless things in our paths. There's an interesting scriptural quote that says, to those who believe in love, the Creator, all things work together for good. But that doesn't mean all things are... Pardon me, that doesn't mean that some of those things don't need to be addressed, action taken, and changed. That would be my thought. If I choose to stay connected to love, I can take a terrible event and, you know, the person who would say, oh, it's all perfect, it's all just fine the way it is, probably wouldn't be so in that conversation, cancel the thought of someone were sliding a razor across their throat. They might say, I think there's some change that needs to happen here. Now, the person who finds themselves in that position, turn that into something useful and good, and therefore turn it into a perfection, perhaps a healing opportunity, seeing the part of them that needs to be injured or what have you, yes. But to just stand by and say, well, we don't need to address, you know, to say that, I forget what the numbers are, but 22 and less than half the states reporting 22 veterans are killing themselves every day. I don't think that's perfect. We've got thousands of children who starve to death every day. I don't think that's perfect. I think it's a call for us to say, I have the faculty to see that this can be changed and I can do something about it. And so I can step into my power to bring change into the circumstance. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any reason for anybody to do anything. We could just sit around and, you know, and if the destruction of everything on the planet was perfect, well, it'd just destroy and we'd be destroyed. And then, oh, well, I guess you could somehow stretch your mind and say, well, then it was time for humanity to disappear and that would be perfect. But I think that's a little bit of a head in the sand, kind of like the ostrich, and not looking at the things that we are called to take action on and to change. Because, and especially from the point of view of human life, you know, when you recognize that human life is this awesome active presence of love, when we have people who are not acting as humans, to say that that's perfect. Now, again, if you stay connected to love, you can make something useful out of that, but that's different than calling it perfect. That would be my take on it. And so a little different perspective from that. Does that kind of address what you're asking, Gene?
I think so. And we do have a hand up now. It's area code 951.
Okay. Okay.
951, you're on the air. Who do we have and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rosemary from California. This is probably the first time I've ever been on your show, and I did see that you're naturopathic. So do you use homeopathic remedies or is it all just holistic?
Well, first of all, welcome to the show. And I actually don't practice as such any form of medicine as such. Homeopathy is something that I've had a very small amount of training in, but I would not even start to consider myself qualified to even really talk about homeopathy, except to say that if you find a good practitioner, it's a powerful form of moving energy within your system. But I wouldn't certainly fit into that category. And having gone through much training and many different perspectives on the healing process, I consider the ultimate form of healing and different from treatment. You know, we live in a world that tells us treatment is healing, and some forms of treatment can support us and assist us in healing. But when you recognize that we are energetic beings, then you realize that what has to happen ultimately is the energies that are back up and superior to what's expressing or what's happening are the things that need to be changed. And so the major tool that we teach and the thing that my work is about now, you know, back a few decades ago, I did practice physical medicine. I had a practice in Atlanta back then. And then when I moved to South Florida, I moved into forgiveness and still point breathing practice and teaching the tools, other tools that we can. And as I see it, that's the ultimate form of healing. And of course, there are many modalities that can support us in moving. You know, if someone's eating a lousy diet, then improving one's diet will tend to support healing. If one doesn't change the mindset that produced the lousy diet, then changing the diet it's going to support, it's going to assist, but ultimately that mind has to be changed. And that's really the core of the work of forgiveness that we teach. So that would be where I'd be coming from in that regard.
Well, it's very interesting because I do like reading channeled readings and talk about how really our biology is one of the areas. A lot of people don't realize that we are, like you said, energy. So even so many other layers of our DNA in our energy around us, around our body can really, we can self-heal, like you said, completely. And not
absolutely.
And that's something that a lot of us, I guess, don't realize, that we have that power, all of every single one of us. But maybe in the future, I'm hoping that there will be a bridge between, like, the traditional and the realization or the acceptance of us as energy beings that can detect or can be intuitive to our own bodies and kind of scan our own bodies about where are those blocks. And like you said, it has to be kind of a mind, body, and a spiritual kind of a realization for us to really heal completely from maybe a physical or some other kind of ailment.
Yes. One of the workshops we do is called Communication. Did you hear what I think I said? And we offer people seven steps of what I call responsibility. And most people really have very little interest in communicating. If there's something going on in somebody's world and they have pain when that particular thing happens, their focus, generally speaking, is don't make me look at my pain. Don't make me talk about my pain. Don't make me go inside myself and see what it is that's creating trauma in me and make me communicate about it. Let me just look out there. Here, see this person I'm pointing my finger at? It's what they did that's the problem. And they want to problem solve. They want to change the external circumstance instead of look at what's back of and superior to the external circumstance. And that's the creative energy that's going on inside themselves. It pulls them back into that. So we suggest people go for healing first, and then if you need to problem solve something, great, problem solve it. And in the same way, in the practice of so-called medicine, you know, most of the practice of medicine has very little or nothing to do with healing. It has to do with treatment. And most people don't realize there's a difference between treatment and healing. Treatment tends to be problem solving, and you'll notice that, you know, in many arenas, the tool that's used for treatment improves symptoms but introduces a toxin into the system that ultimately is going to have to be dealt with. And so if one offers treatment, I think that's great because it can certainly make people feel better and ameliorate a lot of symptoms. But ultimately, if the healing work isn't offered at the same time, in the same breath, if one isn't offered healing work and one doesn't do their healing work, they're going to find themselves back in the same boat, living the title of my book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again, over and over and over again. And so I think that when it gets to the point where anyone who has any kind of practice in any of the healing arts, if they're going to offer treatment, that they offer healing as well, I think is an important thing to have happen in our world.
Yeah, I make of it like a job that was very stressful, and I had a lot of anxiety every time I thought of going to work and being there. And then something shifted where, like, I read something about how you really can't change anybody around. You have to change how you perceive things. And
yep.
The reason why you're in a situation and it repeats itself, sometimes it's because you have to learn something from it. And I feel that
yes.
I actually, just by my example of kind of staying within myself and being strong within myself and giving light to the job situation, I was able to shift the way I felt towards my like my boss and the people that I work with. And now it's not scary or stressful or anxiety ridden at all anymore. And I feel like I helped, because I work in retail, so I help customers and I help people around me actually feel better. So it's like you have to learn, you heal yourself, and then you show how to heal others, like how you give the example on how to live your life and heal situations and give light to situations in your life.
Yes, exactly. That's precisely where we want to head, is to create that process of healing and recognize, you know, when I'm in a job, I say, well, if that job makes me stressed, and the truth is, I have stress in me, the job simply, you know, tickles it, gets it going. And we had a young lady who's teaching our Laws of Living course, and if you go back to the archive, she was sharing yesterday that there was someone who when they first started doing the Laws of Living course with her 8 weeks ago and working with the forgiveness process, proclaimed how terrible his job was and how he hated it, and the people around it were not very kind, and he was ready to get out and move, actually, to another job. And now, 7 weeks later, he is back at the job, enjoying everybody at the job, and all of a sudden, having changed what's going on inside of him, he realized the job wasn't the problem. And as you're saying, as you start to make those shifts within yourself, and we oftentimes are given those situations to motivate us to make changes. And sometimes, you know, in that conversation we had a few minutes ago about perfection, the perfection of that that circumstance and situation is that I can use the job that seems to be the cause of my turmoil and pain as a stimulus to change and to recognize that I have imperfections in me that I need to work through and move forward. So good work. It's awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'm working to do that in my family life, which I kind of try to not see. I would try to kind of ignore that I need to plant. I need to water, you know, relationships with my immediate family and with other people, like friends. So that's the next step, and I'm just working in all areas slowly. And it's hard. It's like, it's months. I remember that I had when I actually realized it took months. But it's just a small. It's a slow process. But when you get there, when you realize all of a sudden, wow, like I completely feel different in this situation, in my job situation, and then take it to different areas of your life, it really pain. Is good, and if you use it towards healing, like it's telling you something.
Exactly.
I was someone else, I started taking anxiety medication or some kind of, I would say it's, you know, some kind of, you know, disorder, but it's really about, it's telling you that you need to actually heal, like, you know, make these shifts and make these changes. Yeah.
My favorite tongue-in-cheek line about pain is its purpose is to make our ears grow. And when we listen to what it's trying to tell us, then we can see where the work needs to be done and make those changes and move forward. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, thank you. I really liked, I hope that those listening can, take that away from this conversation, that it's not easy looking at the things, looking at why there's pain in your life, but it once you... you go through this process, and it really is life-changing. It helps you a lot.
Absolutely. One of the things that I see a lot of people doing is they look at or think about doing their work, and they apply that word hard, which tends to make it difficult for them, when the truth is, it's really not hard. It just takes effort. Actually,
yeah,
living with some sort of... Yeah, some sort of thing going on inside of us, living with that creates a hard life. But there's no effort required to do that if that's what's been going on in our bloodline for 1,000 generations, you know, raging at the kids or the spouse or what have you. That's easy. You know, it's just automatic. It takes absolutely no effort. To change that isn't hard, but it does take effort. Really, the result of living in an insane mind is a hard, hard, difficult life. But when we confuse hard and effort, it's like, oh, I'm going to have to make some effort to change the direction of what I do automatically, but life gets so much easier and tends to be so much more fun.
Yeah, you retrain your the way that you react to things, and it is, like you said, it is a hard, like before it was so heavy, and like now I feel so light, and it really helps you feel the lightness and the awe, I think that's what it is, really. Awakening is like feeling in awe of like what's around you and how beautiful you know, your day is, no matter what's going on around. And that's, I think, what yeah, I get how I shouldn't say it's hard, but it's difficult to see that how deep, you know, you've gone embroiled in certain situations where you feel like you can't change that reaction. But it takes time and persistence to kind of change the way you react and perceive things. It's slow,
yes.
But it's
and,
once you make that
yeah.
shift, it's amazing how light and
right.
free you are.
And it might not be difficult. It might just take effort.
Yeah.
Notice your mind wants to default to that word difficult or hard. And that might just be something. I don't know if you've looked at the forgiveness process on our website. If you go to our website, which is www.whyagain.org, there's a bullseye in the middle of the page. And if you click that, a whole series of links opens up. And there's a worksheet on forgiveness. And chapter 24 of my book is there as a free download. You can, and that's on the first century Aramaic forgiveness process, which is the opposite of what this culture teaches. We live in a culture that tells us that forgiveness is about how you did something terrible to me that caused all this pain inside of me, but it's okay, I'll let you off the hook, I'll forgive you. And we're working to help people to redefine forgiveness and go back to its original definition, which if I interact with you and pain comes up in me, if I apply forgiveness, I apply it to what's going on inside of me to remove the root of my pain or turmoil, as opposed to letting you off the hook for it, so changing that. And that worksheet process, the second link, if you click that, will open actually several different worksheets. We suggest people start with the top one on the list. And then the next link has at least 14 different radio shows where we've walked somebody through the whole process. So if you want to become acquainted with that process and doing some work around the idea of difficult or hard, you might find we'll bear another layer of fruit. It's obvious you've been doing some serious work, but you might find that another layer of that work will happen if you look at that forgiveness process and
wow.
give it a try. Try it out.
That just kind of touches on relationships. I feel a lot of people need to heal within themselves because a lot of us try to see, like you said, we're letting the other person off the hook, and it's all about the other external things, and it's not really about us. It's about really working within ourselves, and I see how that can work for, like, I guess, friendships, marriage, and family dynamics, and that's amazing. I hope I'll start by reading, and then that'll help me, I guess, with my family work that I need to get done.
Yes, and, you know, when you look at, there's a trick to first century Aramaic forgiveness as to the way it operates. And we live in a culture that says, you know, I have all these wonderful goals. Like, for instance, you know, everybody in my family should love and cooperate with me, which is a wonderful goal. But in the Aramaic language, strangely enough, the word forgive, the word is actually shebag, and it means to cancel. And how forgiveness is done in that situation where I experience someone in my family is not loving and cooperating with me is that when I cancel my need for them, my goal for them to love and cooperate with me, what happens is it collapses the projection of my mind that says this is outside of me, and it gives me direct access to what's inside of me. And it seems so backward, and the reason why it's backward is because our whole culture's got it backward. Our whole culture's talking about, well, you know, I'm only upset because you're not loving and cooperating with me. Well, excuse me, I'm only upset because I have upset in my mind, but I can pretend that the upset's about what you're doing. And when I cancel that goal, what happens is I get to drop into the next level of the hidden part of my mind and click, click. It cleans up, and it's just amazing how it works.
Wow, yeah, because nobody can really, it's not anybody's job to make anybody happy. It's really about you, how you're feeling about you, and it's kind of freeing you to be that loving person, and then probably you'll receive more love instead of
exactly.
passing on judgment as to why, you know, you're not loving and caring for me.
Yes, that's it. You got it. Awesome. Well, it sounds like you've been doing some good work in your life, whatever it is you're doing, to be able to have this conversation, and you might just find that forgiveness process takes it to another level. So, and as you do start to use the worksheet and you come up with questions, because it is certainly a different way of thinking and looking at the world, we're delighted to receive your phone calls and offer support, questions on the worksheet, refinements. There are actually, as I said, 14 different radio shows, and each one of them is a different real-life situation where somebody's called and says, how do I forgive this? How do I do this? What's forgiveness look like here? So, those are free MP3s on that third link past the bullseye.
Oh, wow, okay. Definitely.
All right, delighted to have the conversation with you.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Okay, blessing. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 646-200-4169. Phoebe, anything happening in the chat room? Anybody with a hand up in the phone queue?
We do have, excuse me, we do have another hand up, and it's not a phone number. It just says live. So you are on
Hello?
Air.
Is that me?
It's you.
Oh, fantastic. My name's Dan. I'm calling from Walford's in the east end of London. How are you both doing? A long time caller, first time listener. I'm a big fan of your show. What I wanted to call up about isn't actually about me. It's about a mate of mine, Christian. Basically, he's been in a bit of trouble recently. And he's got a court date coming up. Basically, some guy came at him threatening, like, and, you know, Christian acted in self-defense. And I wanted to know if you guys could give me some, you know, advice to pass on Christian. You know, he's a good fella. You know, a bit of a nonce and a lard ass, but he's a diamond geezer, you know? Hello? You still there?
I'm here. Well,
oh, fantastic.
My input...
Sorry about that. I thought you'd, you know, popped off.
Yep. No, my input would be the invitation, as with the lady we were just speaking with, to go to our website and begin to utilize the forgiveness process. And recognize that, you know, probably one of the greatest atrocities done to us as human beings down through the ages and that we bought into is that we've had hidden from ourselves and we've hidden from ourselves the fact that we are by nature creators. And so when Christian starts to look at what part of him creates himself being in this situation and brings that part of his mind, which is probably hidden, you know, I assume he wouldn't consciously say, well, I think I'll get myself into this hot water. So there's probably an unconscious component. And as he engages in that forgiveness worksheet process, he'll tend to start to be able to see that part of his mind, which otherwise remains hidden. And as he taps in and uses the forgiveness tool, what will happen is he'll tend to change that whole circumstance and that whole situation, recreate it from a conscious place rather than an unconscious place.
Now, another thing about Christian, he's got, you know, like I say, he is a diamond geezer, but he's got this rage inside him. Basically, a close friend of his, somebody knocked into the ground and basically started tattooing his arms so that his mate now has blue arms. And it's not affected this third guy that much, but Christian's just losing his mind over it. And, I don't know whether you could give some advice about how Christian can help to accommodate these blue arms.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I do know how he can handle his rage. And that,
okay.
You know, if you think the word forgive, you know, if he's losing his mind, quote unquote, over something outside of him, or he thinks he is, he's kidding himself, he's losing his mind over what's going on inside of his mind. And the mind becomes dysfunctional, especially in the presence of rage. And so the forgiveness process, which is the worksheet titled Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life, will tend to give him access to the part of his mind in rage and open the space for him to heal that rage. And then, you know, blue arms, orange arms, pink arms, you know, it's like, well, it's not my business. I got nothing to do with it. But if that event, any event outside of us, triggers something inside of us. The work is always on the inside, but what our minds tend to do is, oh, I've got to change something on the outside. And you can never change a problem that's on the inside by changing something on the outside. If we change something on the outside, then we'll go along for a time period and we'll be facing that problem again and again and again until we finally uncover the hidden parts of our mind. And in this case, it sounds like a major piece of his work would be rage, and in this work, we classify rage as a drug. So every time he goes into a rage, my offering would be he's drugging himself. And as he begins to collapse or forgive his rage, he'll start to get in touch with what's underneath the rage. You know, there's a French writer who wrote, "Men rage where they would elsewise weep." It's always a cover for tears. It's always a cover for pain. It's literally no different than alcohol, except that it's internally produced. And, of course, one can't just say, okay, I'm not going to the liquor store ever again. You know, it's a free internal drug.
Well, I do know that Christian has... I'm sorry, carry on.
Okay.
He does have some problems, has had problems in the past with alcohol. I do know that.
Well, if he's had problems in the past and he's been able to withdraw from the alcohol and the problems, then suggesting to him that he might want to do the same thing and withdraw from rage. And as he lets go of that drug, he's going to heal another part of his mind.
Sure. Would that, do you think, help with paranoia? Because that is kind of the side of Christian's personality. He feels persecuted, you know, seeing trolls everywhere. Dirty dang trolls, you know. That's what he says anyway.
No. Well, again, if whatever the reality is in my mind, it doesn't matter if it's hate or fear or rage or guilt or paranoia, if I start to apply the forgiveness process, I'm going to expose the parts of my mind that hold that energy, and I'm going to start to change those parts of my mind. That's the whole idea of forgiveness. And if I don't ever reach in and forgive those things, then I'll create results that, and I'll say, those results, you know, that going on out there traumatizes me. And that's always a lie. I'm always telling myself a lie when I say something outside of me traumatizes me. Something inside of me draws a circumstance and triggers what's inside of me. And, you know, alcohol, drugs, rage, my take on those things is that they're all an effort to anesthetize something happening inside of me, which people think, well, if I'm anesthetized, I'm released from this pain, or I have relief from this pain. But, of course, they've done nothing to address or change it. What we're suggesting is that when you go inside and apply forgiveness, you'll start changing those parts of your mind. And life just becomes a different game.
It sure does. It sure does, yeah.
Well, I hope that's useful. And again, the way to get to those tools.
So you finish. You carry on.
Yeah, if you go to our website.
It's been really helpful. It really has. Yeah, absolutely. Cheers for that.
Delighted. And for you to access it, go to the bullseye in the middle of the page on yagain.org, and that will unfold the whole forgiveness. Here's how. Here's the technology. It's there free. And, you know, the worksheet itself is not, at first, it's such a different way of thinking. It can be a challenge to understand and to carry forward, and that's why we have those live MP3s. So the third link that opens when you open the bullseye or click the bullseye is a number of different radio shows that just walk different people through live actual events where they're engaging in the forgiveness process. So there's a full set of instructions there, and of course there are also DVDs and CDs on the website that people can buy to do that, but the support is there free on the site as well.
Thank you from me, thank you from Christian, and thank you from everyone at the Kiwi Farms. Cheers.
All right, well, we hold the space, and any questions that we can help him with, we'd be delighted if he wanted to call into the show. Blessings. Have a great day.
So 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue. We don't have anybody else with their hand up right now. Dr. Tim still is not with us, so he must have had other things going on today. So you'd be first in line if you press 1.
And so if if I were sitting on a stage having the conversations that I've just had with the people who've just called, and I finished that conversation and I stepped off the stage, would you be walking over saying, Michael, well, what about this? Well, how does that work? And if you would be doing that if I were there live, then we invite you to do that now. Push one on your phone. That raises a hand. Jeannie knows you want to talk to us. And if you're concerned about your voice being shaky, which many people are, oh, I want to go on the radio, we'll just invite you to take a breath and let go of that. Or some people go, oh, well, my question's so simple, it's so silly that, and, you know, oftentimes people who are climbing to the highest places, the reason they can't get to the next step is because one of the most fundamental ideas that they hold is in error. And so sometimes the simplest questions are the most profound and the most helpful. Question supports not only you, but anybody and everybody who's listening to the radio show today or who will ever listen to the archives. And, of course, you can go to whyagain.org, and there's a link there for the radio show. And what that will do is take you into the archives where we have somewhere around 1,000 or so hours of conversations, just like this one. And so we're delighted to have you accessing those archives. They're free MP3s. You just right-click on them. Well, you can double-click on them and just listen. They're free MP3s that you can just you can also right-click on and save to your computer and put it on your MP3 player or your phone or what have you. And if you happen to listen to any of those shows,
I was just going to say, we have two callers.
Oh, awesome. Well, let's go with our callers.
Okay. The first one is area code 705. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Susan. How are you today?
Hey there, young lady. Welcome.
Thank you. I was wondering
how can we support
if you,
you today?
Give me, well, I was wondering if maybe you could give me some guidance. I've tried to do what I'm doing for a long, long time, but I can't seem to do it in a way that I can earn an income doing it. So what I'm wondering is, what am I doing right and what am I doing wrong?
Well, you know, I don't know, but here's what I can tell you. If you want to delve into the part of you that doesn't understand what's holding wealth away from you or abundance away from you, the best tool I know of is the forgiveness tool. And I'll share that when I first started doing this work, I used to be in the business world and was guided to just walk away from it and went back to school and started to teach this work full time. And I came from a family system where I was taught that if you're going to do spiritual work, you're just going to be broke. That's just the way it is. And for the first 7 years of doing this work, there were times when I didn't know how I was going to feed my kids tomorrow. Or today, for that matter. And as I utilized the tools and touched into the part of me that held that belief that I'm doing spiritual work, I'm not supposed to be abundant, I was able to change that part of my mind and create support for what I do. And so my biggest invitation to you would be to take the reality management worksheet or the worksheet on the website that's titled Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. And as you start to engage in that process, you'll drop into the deeper parts of your mind that for whatever reason, it might be self-sabotage. It might be an old genetic belief that, well, you know, our family's just supposed to be poor. It might be, you know, something that happened when you were three. And, you know, gee, I threw sand in the baby's eyes in a buggy because I was mad at them. And then the guilt of that and knowing that I don't deserve. You know, I've seen people do those worksheets and uncover all sorts of things that keep health away from themselves. And when they uncover that and clean it up, all of a sudden health is theirs. I've seen people who keep money away from themselves, and all of a sudden, when they clean that part of their minds up, money is there. I've seen people that keep love and relationships away from themselves. And once they get into the forgiveness process and work through whatever that's about, all of a sudden, love and relationship are just natural and easy and right there for them. So that worksheet is where I'd suggest you go in order to tap into the parts of your mind that hold abundance away from you.
Okay. And where do I find your website?
If you go to whyagain.org, whyagain, the title of my book is Why Is This Happening to Me Again? It's a free download on the website. You can download it and read it. And when you get to the home page, there's a bullseye in the middle of the page. If you hit that bullseye will open several links. And the first series of links that it opens are all about the first century Aramaic process of forgiveness. And in Aramaic, the process of forgiveness is, like let's say in this circumstance, what would forgiveness look like? You know, I've got a boss that doesn't pay me well. Do I need to forgive him? No. Forgiveness would be how I drop into the part of my mind that holds the belief that I don't deserve abundance, and I remove that part of my mind, and then I just automatically draw abundance to me. So that's where I'd suggest going with that forgiveness worksheet process. So when you open the bullseye, first link is chapter 24 of my book. Second link, if you click that, several worksheets open. We suggest you start with the first one on the list. Third link is about 14 different radio shows, just like this one, where people like yourself have called in, and we've actually walked them through a whole forgiveness worksheet process. So you can go to those links, and they're MP3s. You can just double-click and listen, and or you can right-click and save it to your computer and, you know, load it on your phone so you can listen to it anywhere or on your MP3 player or what have you.
Perfect.
Awesome. And as you start to use the worksheet, if you come up with any questions, because it's certainly a different way of thinking, then we're just delighted to have you call, and we'll do the best we can to support you through those questions.
Well, thank you very much for your help.
All right. Absolutely delighted, and we'll look forward to hearing back from you. Do I detect a little bit of a Canadian accent in there?
Yes.
Ah, where are you calling from?
Northern Ontario.
Oh, okay. What part? I used to holiday up in the Bruce Peninsula.
Oh, okay. Not too far from there, over towards Nipissing, where the Great Lakes begin. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's always good to talk to a fellow Canadian. I was born and raised in Hamilton, so.
Oh, that's where my dad was born.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Steeltown.
Steeltown, yeah.
Sure. Except that about 35 years ago, I found that there was a place they had in the winter, and I moved south.
Oh, okay.
Instead of north, I actually almost moved up to the Sioux. I almost opened a business in the Sioux at one point, and I think about that now, and I go, oh, my God. I just can't imagine staying in that weather all those years. But anyway.
9 months of the year is pretty nice.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's beautiful, but those winters can get long and cold, and if somebody's into snowmobiling or what have you, you know, awesome, it's great, but that was never my thing. I always wanted to be mobile, and when the snow came, how do you get in the car and get somewhere reliably? And that was part of my motivation for moving somewhere where it wasn't snow. And then when we bought the property, you know, our teaching center is in the Ozarks in southern Missouri, a little town of Theodosia. We've got a teaching center called Heartland, and so there's winter there, and so we plan, and our center isn't winterized. So we just plan to go south for the winter and do our workshops in warmer climates.
Well, that's nice.
So we hold you in one. Spring should be popping through pretty soon there, I would imagine. So I'm sure it'll be absolutely fabulously colorful and beautiful and on into the summer. So
well, I've been down in the Ozarks, and it is very beautiful down there too. So it sounds
like
you
made
a good
choice. Way again.
Okay,
yeah, we're
thank
just
you very
about
much.
An hour due east of Branson. So, all right, blessings. Thanks for your call. And any way we can support you, please call back. All right,
awesome.
Jamie, you've got another caller for us?
And I believe this one is Susan from Wilmington. 910, you're on the air.
Hey, Jeannie. Hey, Michael.
Welcome
How are you today?
What's up?
I apologize. I'm calling so much. It's kind of funny that I used to wouldn't call at all.
You don't need to apologize. We want you to call.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I just want to do a quick follow-up. I actually have a class starting or a session starting at 2 with a girl. So anyway, I wanted to follow up with the gentleman. I don't know if you wanted me to give any background because yesterday's show was totally about, at least half of it was about that and a couple of more other shows we've talked about it. But it's a gentleman who his scores increased so much and his personality shifted to such a vibration of love, I would say. Last night when I delivered the scores, I saved him for last. And it was just a beautiful class. It really was. And he, you know, at one point in the earlier sessions, I think it was maybe week three or four, I was, as they were leaving, I was talking and I would give him a hug. And I know one time he scooted out the door around me and said, no, he wasn't into hugs. And I was like, okay. And then later on, a couple of weeks later, he came and shook my hand before he left. And last night I said to him, I said, I'm going to give you a hug. And he said, oh, I'm ready for a hug. And I thought it was just amazing, the shift in him, because not only did he give me a hug, he gave everybody a hug. And, you know, his love of others score increased like 80-some points. So it was just amazing. That was a beautiful part. And the other part I wanted to share was he shared with the group that he had been putting resumes out all over during the time he was dissatisfied with his job, and of course that had shifted and improved with the class. But it was interesting how a job had shown up that was close to his daughter and his grandson, I think it is, and his parents, and he had accepted that job yesterday morning, and he was moving back to that area, which was amazing. That, and we all talked about how he's ready now to be with his family and do the next, you know, piece of his work or whatever. But
how cool is that one?
Isn't that cool? That was just, it was just so cool, and I just wanted to share it while it's fresh on my mind. And I this morning texted him, and I was saying, suggested thinking about maybe teaching the work. Because the first thing he said is, I want to do this when I get out there. I hope there's a, it's in Knoxville, Tennessee. I don't know if we have a support group out there. But if we do, I'd like to hook him up with those people. Okay. Well, anyway, maybe he'll be the first.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he can start it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. And also, I was encouraging everyone to do their certification process. So that's where I was going with that. And he said he would give that some serious thought. So
very
there you
cool.
go.
Well,
another...
he'll be one of the most qualified to teach it because he's done it. You know, it isn't head knowledge. You know, actually, in the early years of doing this work, I had a number of people that wanted me to do teacher training, and I just steadfastly refused. And the work is about doing your process work. Finally, there was a gentleman who said, "Look, you know, I've been doing this work for years, and I want a deeper level of training to be qualified to take it to the next level." So I finally created a teacher training course, which actually is what we're doing in April in Orlando. And interestingly enough, the gentleman that convinced me to do that never did come to teacher training, but he did inspire that. But teacher training is about stepping into process at another level, doing our work. That's what qualifies us. So I'd assure him that he is imminently qualified to start a support group and to move things forward because of the work that he's done. And then, of course, if there's any way we can support him along the way and building the brain cells for how to take it to that next level, then we'll just be absolutely delighted to do that. That's awesome.
Absolutely, Michael. I agree. And I will pass that information on, and of course, I'll be offering my support as well.
Awesome. Well, nice work, young lady. That's pretty powerful.
Thank you so much. I'm going to mute now and get ready for my next session, but you guys have a...
All right, blessings. Lots of love. Bye-bye. That is just so, so awesome to watch that level of commitment that you have, Susan, to take it
and to pass it on to others and to produce those kinds of changes is monumental. And of course, anyone who's sitting around saying, boy, the world really needs to change, we invite you to participate in changing it, because you too are capable of doing that. Will you need some support? Yes. You know, Susan started, heard about this work, I believe it's 3 years ago now. 2 years ago came to Heartland, did an intensive, a Laws of Living intensive, and then came back and did Laws of Living again. I don't think Susan's done the Y intensive. I'm not sure. If you're still there, Susan, you might let us know. But in any event,
uh-huh.
did Laws of Living again. Okay, so you did a Y intensive the first year, then Laws of Living, then Laws of Living, right?
I did Y again and Y teacher training the first year, and then Laws of Living 2 years in a row. Yes.
Right. It was a lot. That's what I was remembering, was the 2 years of Laws of Living, and there she is teaching it. So, you know, anybody who's ready to get on the cart and help push it up the hill, there are lots of minds, lots of there's lots of insanity out there ready to be healed, and each one of us can move it forward and do that. So that's pretty cool. Thank you for your contribution. So we're down to about 3 or 4 minutes. Jeannie, do we have any other callers or anything happening in the phone queue? Or pardon me, in the chat room?
No, we don't. We're actually though down to 2 minutes, so including the time for the outro. I guess just tell everybody what's going on and come see us.
Well, what's going on is, if you want to join us for a week of workshops, we'll be in Sebring, Florida, starting Sunday. And then starting April the 17th, actually the weekend before that, we'll be in Gainesville doing 3 days of workshops, Gainesville, Florida. And then we'll be starting a 20-day teacher training. The teacher training will open with a 9-day Why Is This Happening to Me Again that I'll do, and a 9-day Healing the Whole Woman that Jeannie will do. And then there's two classes for those who choose to go into the teacher training component. You know, some people will just come to either one of the 2 9-days. One isn't required to do the whole 20 days. But the two classes that are happening concurrently, my Why Is This Happening to Me Again and Jeannie's Healing the Whole Woman, are the prerequisite for teacher training. And so when we're finished those 9-day intensives, we'll then move into 12 days of teacher training, where the scores, the evaluation that we talked about yesterday, and that Susan just shared the change in this gentleman's scores, we'll be doing 3 days of training on the evaluation, and then we'll step into 9 days of focus totally and completely on the principles of the Why Is This Happening to Me Again workshop. So we invite you to come and join us. We'll be in Orlando, Florida, awesome, beautiful hotel we're going to be at. And if you want to jump on that, check on our website, schedule's there, and let us know. We hold space. You have a blessed day. Bring a stranger to the show tomorrow, and create the best year yet of your eternal life. It's an awesome goal to give the world.
Actually, Monday, we're off for the weekend.
Oh, Monday, pardon me, yes. Tomorrow's Saturday, that's right.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com. Sleep.